first Maria of Nevuah to Moshe Rabbeinu was in the snare. And it says, Vayomer Moshe, Surna ve'eres ha'mar god lazer, madu le'ivar ha'snare. I'll get closer, I'll move over there, and I'll take a look and see what the strange Maria that the snare is not ukol, that madu le'ivar ha'snare. So the Targum Yerushalmi over here says that it's a the Loshni says the Targum Yerushalmi is that a snare is there was two tmias. First of all, the snare is not burning, and also the Targum Yerushalmi says that the snare was rotuv. It was wet. It was still rotuv, and therefore it's there's a plia. I don't know if it's a plia or a teretz. Lakaponimi says, and also the branches are wet still. So we have to understand what's the Targum Yerushalmi's addition over here. The knage that not only is it not burning on the edge, but it's also still wet. There's a Perek Rav Elazar over here, Perek Mem, I think, that he says, not clear, the lashon of the Perek Rav Elazar is not clear, but he says about the snare, that there's two inyanim about the snare. He said the snare was ukol, and then he also says that the snare only grows wherever there's mayim underneath it. In other words, even though a snare is a midbar, it's a shrub that grows in the midbar, specifically one would assume that the snare has to grow in a place where there is no water. No, that's its metzias, like a cactus. But he says no, that there's an inyan, a snare grows only heichan sheish mayim tachto. That's the lashon of Perek Rav Elazar. Very unclear in the Perek Rav Elazar himself how that fits into the rest of it. The Radal says a pshat of the Balak upon him. That's you have this nekuda of retivus amayim, and that the Yishalmi says, and the Perek Rav Elazar who says that the snare grows always where there's water underneath it. You find this different inyan. It says in Chazal that whatever you find by Moshe Rabbeinu, you find by Yoah Navi. And Chazal goes through, the Yalkut goes through dozens of things that are similar in both of them. But one of the inyanim is that Eliyahu dared them when he brought a carbon. The question was where the Eishma Shemayim would come down. And he told them to pour water on his carbon, pour a lot of water, and the Eish was still able to eat up the carbon with the water around it. So it's interesting, over there you have the inyan where even though the carbon was wet, still the Eish was shedlin on it. It rings very familiar. The Targum Yerushalmi here says that it was wet. Not only wasn't the Eish seref, but it was wet also. And over there was the opposite. He told them to pour water on it to cool it off, and it's still the fire was able to get all of it. But I'd like to understand the teichin of that inyan. In the whole inyan of the geula, lemaisa, the Rambam says, like we saw, Chazal galore say that Klai Yisrael was Avdav Rezara. Halol Avdav Rezara, Halol Avdav Rezara. It says also that they were shakur mem tasharetuma, and becholzis they were nigla, they were nigal. So the Rambam says, the Rambam's loshen in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, that ukemat kot shochach this yisoid that Avinu Avram was shoysel kaiyosol, it was almost completely forgot the Yisrael that Avram Avinu brought to Klal Yisrael, but the schus of the Shavua that it was Nishbal Avriseinu, we were Nigal. So Rambam says Ki'ilu, it was 1 second away, and because of the schus of the Shavua Travis, that's why Kodesh Baruch was Goylos. Even though the Rambam says that Lo'ilam Shevet Levi was always learning and Osuk Nis Iker, but I guess it's kind of Batel Barayv in Klal Yisrael, or whatever. But we have to understand the Klal Yisrael even though there's a schus, there's obvious, there's a shvur to the obvious, but you find the mahalach of hanichali vashmidei v'esos cholagoy godol. There's a mitzias where HaKadosh Baruch Hu can wipe out Klal Yisrael Chas V'Shalom and start with one branch of Klal Yisrael, like he wanted to do with Moshe Rabbeinu. So if Klal Yisrael was deserving, if they were halol adazor, halol adazor, and they were shakur mem tashar tuma, and kemat kot shochach ha'ikar azeh, so why didn't he drop it then and just stick with Shevet Levi? I mean, as it was chamush molim mitzrayim. So why, what was the nekuda? Schus avis is a schus perhaps something else. The schus avis goes through something. You see that in by the Chet HaEgel, schus avis was only enough to be mamshech et derech Moshe Rabbeinu. It wasn't enough to be kaveh by itself. So what is it, where was the nekuda in Klal Yisrael? And we point out but we need to get some sort of nekud over here on what schus avis latches onto. How does schus avis nimshach to Klal Yisrael? There's the first parak in Tehillim. It says Asher Isha Shalach Batzas Yishoyim Uderach Hatam Omod Marzeis No Yashav. L'chura the mechuvin of the parak is a difference between Yishoyim and Tzadikim. And it says, Asher Yisholach Batzas Yishoyim, Adarach HaTam V'Omad Yishol Yosof, Ki'im B'Teres Hashem Chefta Adas Yegem V'Layla. There's Ozeh Lumaseh, there's a Tzadik, Lumas a Rasha. The Rasha is, so what's the Tzadik is Ke'et Shosol Pal Gimayim. Mashapir Yitim Yitim V'Layla Lo Yivam. Loichin HaRishoyim Kim Kamoit HaShet Yitfen HaRuach. So Lumaisa, there's a contrast between Shoyim and Tzadikim. The contrast is not lav dafka on specific Maisa Resha. There are plenty kapilim tilim about Maisa Rishoyim and so on and so forth. You don't get that sense. It's talking about Loi Holach, Ubderchatam Loi Omad, Moshe Loi Yoshev. And Chazal say that that's the ultimate. No, Moshe Leitzim Loi Yoshev is the point we're trying to get to. The Loi Holach is Eichetimtze for Loi Omad is Eichetimtze for Loi Yoshav, but Moshe Leitzim Loi Yoshav. That's his sitka, so to speak. And the bracha for that is Eit Shosol Pal Gimayim. Whereas a Rosh is Kamoitza Shetitfene Ruach. The contrast is between Olehu Loi Yibol, the grass, the leaves, don't wilt. That's one part of it. Im kamoitz ashet fen ruach, moitz is the outer husk that has dried out, that is, and therefore the ruach can just blow it away. So we're contrasting a certain type of tzaddik, or somebody who's not even a tzaddik, doesn't say ashrei a tzaddik. It says ashrei ish, as long as he stayed away from that. And on that the bruch is olei lo yibo, versus Rishoyim, which is Kamoitza Shetfen Ruach. So there's a Zelu Umazeh between the two, and it's hard to understand what Nekuda are we contrasting in terms of Tzadik and Rasha, and what Nekuda is the Maila of the, what's the Maila of Olei Lo Yibol versus the Moitza Shetfen Ruach. Chazal say that the two Brias of Eish HaMayim are two opposite Brias. Ois HaShalom B'Mroimov, it says, goes on Michoel Yavil. Michoel is Klai Yisrael's Malach, and that's the Malach of Mayim. Gavriel is the Malach of Minas Adin, and that's Eish. And in this world, Eish HaMayim are always at loggerheads. In the world to come, or in the Shemayim, they go together. And that's why the Makor Borah, it says it was Eish HaMayim Mislakachas, that both of them could work together. The in the battle between Eish and Mayim, there's a very interesting mahalach. Be'etzim, as long as something is wet, it doesn't burn. That is the normal mahalach of Eish HaMayim. But what the Eish does is it first dries out the water and then it burns it. Halacha, it says, L'mafi, you're not allowed to give tzedakah to Umasa, you're not allowed to take tzedakah from Umasa Olam. Chazal use a pasuk, B'yvoish k'tzirim tisha barna, noshim boz me'irois. It says when you take sticks and you dry them out, they're easy to crack. If a person, we don't chop firewood, but if people who have to chop firewood, as long as the wood is wet, you know, like if you want to use wood for a bonfire, if it's wet, it doesn't burn well. If you try to cut it when it's wet, it doesn't cut well. It's very hard to cut wood that's wet. So you first dry it out, you put it next to a fire, you don't let it burn, but you let it dry. When it becomes very dry, it's easy to snap, and it burns very well. So Eish and Mayim have two pu'ulas. Mayim be'etzem is stronger, in the sense that it's invincible to the Eish. The Eish can go and... What the Eish does is it dries out the water, and then once the thing has been dried out, it's very easy to burn. So there's two pu'ulas in the Eish Kapur Mayim. That is... I once saw somebody quoted from Chochmas Musaylam. It says in Gemara that Salamandria doesn't burn. Same thing as a Talmud Chochem. So he brought some study that there are certain types of lizards or whatever that what they do is when they face heat or fire, they give out a foam sort of. And for a few seconds or whatever it is, they can... Then they're unscathed because they're being cooled down. Obviously, it finishes at some point. There's just so much foam you can produce, so much liquid. But the way to do it is by producing a liquid that boils off and leaves you unscathed. And at some point, if you stick around too long, obviously the foam boils off, and that's that. But that is the mahalach of Eish HaMayim in the Kriya. The difference is if you have a tree that's rooted still, that's growing. So even if you have fire burning over there, it's still not going to affect it because it keeps drawing water up. If a person puts a pail of water onto a fire, the fire kind of begins to go down. If that's all you have is a pail of water, it very soon it dries up everything around it and the fire starts up again. But if you have a hose that's connected to a water pipe, you just keep spraying water until the fire goes out. So the difference is if it's a liquid or if it's a type of water that it's rooted, that it has a mucker and a sherish, if it's retivus, is a mucker or a sherish, then the water keeps going. And then the water is stronger than the fire. If it's limited, if it's just water over here, then as soon as the fire comes, it dries it out. And then a few minutes later, it's snapping and it's crackling in the fire. Those are the mahalchim, the general mahalchim of Eish HaMayim. And that's the pshat in the Tehillim. Asher Yo'ish, Asher Le'holach, Batzas V'Shoyim, Uve Moishav, Rasham V'Omad, Uve Moishav Leitzim V'Yashav. We're not talking so much about the Maisim, but we're talking about where the person is located. Like we said before, Chazal say the main point is the Moshev Leitzim L'Yashav. Even if the person does the good things, and he himself is a tzaddik, but his sherish is rooted to his makom Moshev, is Moshev Leitzim. Moshev Leitzim cuts off the yinika from any type of ruchnistika yinika. And therefore the person, if that's where he's located, even if he's a tzaddik and his maisim and doing the right things, but if he has no yinika from anything, from any lachluchis of Torah, then the person is going to dry up at some point and float away. So David HaMelech is starting out Tehillim, not describing this in the Tzadik Nereshim Mitzad the Maisim. That's a more obvious one. He's starting out Mitzad the Sheirish. Teirah is something that's Nimshol Lamayim. It's something that's a source of Lachluchis for a person. It gives a person Lachluchis in Avodah. And B'meila, if the person is Shosol in Moshav Leitzim, if his Moshav is Moshav Leitzim, then even if his Maisim are Toiv and good and fine, he dries up. If he's rooted in Torah, which keeps giving a person a unique of lachluchis, then his meisim keep having lachluchis, and he stays good. That's the contrast between the aleilah yibol ke'et shosu apal gimayim. He's saying, where are you rooted? You're rooted on a stream, and therefore, even the leaves, which are the outermost branches of the tree, stay fresh and they don't dry out, whereas the roots, the roots keep drawing water, so that even the alim are not evil. On the other hand, the one who is sitting in the moish of Leitzim, it's moitz. It's like tfuah that you cut off and slowly begins to wilt, it dries out, and then it crumbles and the wind can just blow it away. It doesn't sit and remain rooted any place. A moish of Leitzim is not a mokum yeshiva. It's a mokum where the person just dries up and goes. So the David HaMelech is describing two mahalchim, not mitzad what they are, but mitzad the sheirish, mitzad the yinika, what they're being yonik, and if something is yonik mayim, so you can never, it never dries because it's always in Nika, whereas something that is yonik, where something that's kamoitz feneruah, that dries out and blows away. That is two mahalchim in a normal circumstance. There's another mahalach. And so for a person who's a tzaddik, there's a darg of a stam tzaddik, and then there's a darg of somebody who's a tzaddik that's rooted in some yonika, and on that it says ke'et shosal pal gimayim. There's another mahalach of mayim in the Bria that is a deeper mahalach, I would say. There's a pasuk. It says in the pasuk, it's a pasuk in Tehillim, oivri be'emek habocha mayan yishisehu. Those people who pass through the valley of crying, a fountain or a mayan it supports them. That's the lashon of the pasuk. So Chazal say, "Kishem shekilusa shakadosh baruch hu, oylelei megan eden patzadikim." Just like Hakadosh Baruch Hu's kilus praise comes from Gan Eden from tzadikim, kach oyle begehenna miperishoyim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu's praise arises from gehenna from rishoyim. Shenem it says, "Oyve beimek habocha mayin shisuhu." Mahu mayan shisu, what does it mean ma'ayon shisu? Shemoridin d'mo'is ki ma'ayonis. They cry, the tears come as if they're coming from a fountain. Ad shemitzaninim es ha-gehenim b'dimaseyam. Till they cool down the gehenim b'dimaseyam. U'misham akilus oyle shenema gam broches yate meire. It's a very similar... it's a very, very similar lashon in Medrash Tehillim, Shechetayim Tehillim. It says, "Mayim su nase kimayim." Shneimer nase mayim. So there's another mahalach of fluid. There's another mahalach of a mayon, another wellspring in the Bria, and that's the wellspring of the mois of the Rishoyim. The word ayin in Lashon Kodesh means either an I or N. Ayin Yud Nun is like the word mayon. It's sort of a condensation of the word mayon, which means in Lashon Kodesh a source for water. The al ha'ayin, the ein roigel. The word alav Yud Nun means mayon as well. So the word ayin, an I, is named after the fact that it becomes like a mayon for dmos. It's a place, it's a source for fluids to emanate. That is the musik of ayin. Let's understand that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed in the Bria two mahalchim of hashkah, two mahalchim of irrigating the Bria. One mahalach is the mahalach of Ke'et Shosla Pal Yimayim, that Torah is something which gives a person lachluchis. Maisim, deeds that a person does tend to become dry. They tend to become to be misyabish. That's usual. A person does something, it does it by rote, it does it mechanically. If there's an input constantly of understanding, the chshivas, the maila, the depth, and so on, that's a mahalach of lachluchis. That doesn't allow yevashus to be shaylit. So if a person does maisim without learning Torah, in Torah in its full spectrum, then by nature those activities become dried out and mechanical. They're rote. I mean, a person has to think when he does something for the first time, for the second time, for the 100th time. There's no way I have to think when I do it. I can do it in my sleep. If I keep thinking about it, Torah is the mahalach where I keep thinking about it. There I have a constant input of lachluchis into the maisa. That's the mahalach that Dovra Mel speaking about, Tehillim, the Eid Shas al Palgimayim, and so on. There's a second mahalach, and that is when a person is in this area, a person who did bad, a person who was dried out, a person who stopped doing. When a person is in this area to demois, demois become a mayan also. It's I saw somebody stalls it to what Chazal called mayim al yonim and mayim tachtoinim. There's a mayan that comes from above, and that's the hashpa of Torah. Mayim, k'shem shemayim yored milamal lamato, kach Torah is yored from it says in Balgaiva to an onav. But it's a mahalach of mutter of a yirida of mayim from mal lamato. Does mayim atachtoinim means that in the person himself there wells up feelings of yearning, and that's also a bechina of mayim that nourishes the shoshim. Moshamad avadoyma. A person who has a friendship, tends to become routine, tends to become rote. Relationship tends to become rote. There are two ways in which it loses its element of routine, of rote. One way is if it's refreshing itself, if there's always input. I see new things about the person, I hear new things, we do things together that are new, we make progress together. There are different elements of chidush. That's one type of unique for the friendship, for the relationship. The second is the opposite. If I lose the person for a while, if I miss him for a while, then I begin to, yearning begins to well up, and that's unique of this type of maya. So Chazal say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kilus from Gehenim is as big as his kilus in Gan Eden, because in the Emek HaBocha there's a mayan which is Yishisehu. In Emek HaBocha there's a mayan that nourishes also. That's the mayan of Demois, which are the mayan tachtonim of the Bria. Demois are the Charata, Demois are the Gaguim. That's where the mayan of Demois is. That is the mayan that the Rishoyim made, and the Kilusan is, in some place the Gir says, as big, or it's bigger than the Kilusan of Tzaddikim. That is the second type of mayans. Well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought Klal Yisrael into Mitzrayim. So Klal Yisrael would never, Klal Yisrael could not survive on the Mayanis of only of the first type. The Mayan of Shefa Ketikunai, the Mayan of Shefa when things are good, can only last when things are good. That's the mahalach of it. It doesn't last, it doesn't go when things are not good. So the Avos themselves, the word Av means just like Aviv. It's when Chodesh HaAviv, Ibe Nachal, is the banks of a river. An Av is somebody that's Moshech Hashbar and Chiyus and Lachluchis. Those are the Inyanim of Av and Aviv. So wherever there is a Mayon of Chiyus, that's called Av. That's what the Avos implanted in Klal Yisrael. But this it implanted itself in two mahalchim. There was a mahalach that it implanted itself in mitzad hashpah, direct hashpah. And on that there was chal, what the Rambam says, kimat kot nishka ha'ikar agad lazeh, that this ikar came to an end. There's no mitzias of you can't last forever those mahalkim, because what do you do when there's a dry year? The kshamim are sometimes yes, sometimes not, but there are years of shchuna of dryness, of drought. There's no way you can plant the klais on that. Mitzrayim was called Kur HaBarzel, which is like a smelting furnace. A smelting furnace dries out whatever there is. It's the hottest of furnaces. The Gehenim is nimshal to an eish, because it dries out whatever lachluchis there is. So any overt lachluchis wasn't coming. What would have to be nizgala in Klal Yisrael would be a pnimiyistika lachluchis, where it's able to draw on mayim tachtoinim, where it's able to draw from within a lachluchis that keeps it fresh. That was the bechina, that was the test of Klal Yisrael Mitzrayim. As long as Klal Yisrael was suffering, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't start the Mahalchi Gula. But when he said, Ra'isi v'gam shakmati zakosam, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he heard Klal Yisrael being mispalel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu understood that Klal Yisrael has something in them. When they turned to HaKadosh Baruch Hu from their tzara, that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard the koilos of that pnimiyistik of that thing in Mahalach and Klal Yisrael. It says, there's a very deep inyan, not going to go into it. It says, Mikoilis Mayim Rabim Adirim Mishpre Yom. There are a lot of waters. Mikoilis Mayim Rabim Adirim. There are many waters. Mishpre Yom. So, the Arizal's Masbit, and it's Dvar Mamukim, but by and large, the Mahalach that he says is the waters that we're talking about is similar to the demoyes of tshuva. He says in his lashon is the hisinyanim, but it's been explained that way, that there are mayim rabim in the bria, miyat rabim shnayim. There are two waters in the bria. There's the water that Kadosh Baruch Hu is mashpia melamala, and then there's a water that's coming from lamata. It's coming from the person's hisayrus of demoyes. And that's the Mikoilis Mayim Rabbi Madir Mishpayam. And it's in the place where we say it on Friday, where the week crosses into Shabbos, because that's where we dehear the two types of Mayonis that are Kaim in the Bria. So Moshe Rabbeinu, that was the side of the snare, that not only did the snare not burn up, but the Targum Ritzol says that the leaves were wet. In other words, it didn't burn up not because the fire couldn't touch it, but because there was a lachluchis constantly on the eish. That's where there was a that's why it wasn't burning up. The Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, who says that it was the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar says that there was a the snare grows in a, wherever there's water underneath it, is being megala a soid in the Indian of the snare. A snare grows in the midbar. So the shitristika perspective on that is that the reason why it grows in the midbar is because it doesn't need water. That's the way a shitristika person looks. It goes into the desert, everything is dead, nothing is living, and the only thing that's there is because it's cactus and some shrubs. So he says to himself, oh, these things can live without water. It's not true. The snare is the bria that can live without the water coming from the top. It comes because water is coming from the bottom up. So it doesn't have the shefa, that's something that grows on water. It's not something that can be draw on water and become very, very soft and supple and fleshy. Things that go in the midbar tend to be dry and so on, but they retain their chiyus better than a tree that grows when you need a lot of water, because it's able to take water from the oimik. That's the difference. In a drought, in a full year when there's plenty of shefa water, most other trees are a lot more impressive than the snare. But when there's a drought, and you can only draw from water that's underneath it, that's what the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar says. The snare draws only water that's underneath it. It draws only water that's coming from someplace down underneath it. It goes on top of that water. That's its chuskiyah. That's the pshat HaKadosh Baruch Hu's the muscle of the snare, the machze of the snare was, it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu when there's Naharis and there's Mayonis and so on, and then there's a snare which is shussel on Maya Mitachtov, and that helps in Golos. That's the pshat we asked, what was Kleisel, Schus, and so on. And Chazal say Lashina Shoshana, Lashina Shmam, Lashina this. Those mitzad Maise, mitzad Olam HaMaise, they don't count. I mean, they're not even mitzvahs really. They're not mitzad Maise. But the question is there still a nekud of avos in them? Is there still a lachluchis in them? That, yes. Are they still drawing from the shayrish? Is there still an av, a lachluchis filtering out from avos? The answer is yes. And that's what, those are the schusim kiyum, are not schusim mitzad maisim, but schusim mitzad atzmusa. I guess draw it over to when a person looks at his own matzavim. So there's ways to measure. The easy one to measure is to measure accomplishments. Whatever person does good, whatever person does right, whatever goes well, those are the person's maisim. That's beseda. But a person's a person is not tested in that way. What a person, so first thing is, there's a mahalach that besides what a person does, a person has to know where his unique is. What does a person get a chiyas from? What does a person get enjoyment from? If a person muches himself to learn all day, but he doesn't enjoy it, he doesn't get his chiyas from that, then it's problematic. It's not going to last. If the eitz is not shosu apal gemayim, if there's no lachluchis, geshmak, taiva in his learning, then his ruchnius, it's kamoitz asher tefen ruach has v'shalom. The first havchana between a tzaddik that's going to last and make it, and a tzaddik who won't last and make it, is not what he's doing, but what is he rooted in. If he's Yoishev and Moishev Leitzim, if where he draws his chiyas from is something else. Or better, if he doesn't draw his chiyas from Torah, then nothing comes of it. If somebody is yoinik, if somebody has a yinika from Torah, and his chiyas comes from there, his lachluchas comes from there, then it's ke'et shas al pal gimayim, and even the ibeo le'yibol, the furthest reach of his mitzias doesn't dry out. That's the first havchana of avodah. The second havchana, the one that was Golos Mitzrayim, and the one that our parasha focuses on, is that every time you, in every field, in every place, there's always a shnas kshamim and a shnas shchuna. That's part of it. There will come times when it's dry. The avos were zchoyer av nimshach karcha kamayim. The avos were nimshach kamayim, and it was kegan rotoyv and so on. But when tkuf of avos finished, it started golos Mitzrayim, which was yavsha nafshi. If you take a look through Tanakh, there's dozens and dozens of references to dried out and wilted tevuah. That is the metzias of Klai Yisrael and Golos. There is no rain coming, and everything is drying off, and everything is wilting. That is, it's in Klai Yisrael in a big way, and it's in every person's life in Tkufis. There are Tkufis when everything is finished. The person doesn't see a hashpah, doesn't see a chiyus, and so on. The bechina at that tkufa is there nesayir in a person at least a mayan of gaguim. I read the accounts of people who went through the war, and then whether they heard a psura or whatever, they didn't cry. They said, "We have no tears left." And having no tears left is death. It's the pshat, I couldn't care less. Apathy is misa. Demoras is not misa. If a person is in a hard matziv, things are not going well, because of himself, because of something else, if he's fine with it or is apathetic about it, then it's finished. That's there's another mayan in a person, the gaguim to something, the demos of gaguim in a person are a second mayan. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is made that the mayan of gaguim of the person, of the Rishoyim, is not less of a kilus HaKadosh Baruch Hu than the mayan of the tzaddikim. And Adrab, that's the mayan that's mitzanen gehenim. There's another mayan in a person. If the person misses it, the person wants it, if the person wishes he could be there, that itself, if a person, the stronger those feelings are, that's not a cause for despair, it's a cause for simcha, that the person, at least I miss it, at least I wish I was there, at least I can shed tears on the fact that I'm not doing this or that or the other thing. That's a profound mayon in a person's koyma. That was the test in Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim would be 210 years where there would be nothing. It would be dry. There was no hashpah from outside. They were in the kura mifchan. There was nothing there. The question of survival would be not if they would get hashpah from the outside, but if something would well up from inside. The vayizaku alakim is there were tears coming because They did not see this matzav as natural. They didn't see that this matzav is the way things should be. That is the most of gaguim, and that's the chiyus of a person in those matzavim. Kadosh Baruch Hu's the mara that Moshe Rabbeinu opens up the parasha of Geula is a mara of a snare, which is Klal Yisrael and Ima Neichi Betzora. There's an hagav Kadosh Baruch Hu with Klal Yisrael, where it's Bitsara, meaning there's no hashpah, things not coming with Mala, and Klal Yisrael is a snare. But a snare is not moitz. A snare is not dried out. A snare is dry, but it draws yinika, and it draws a chiyus from inside itself. Like the Gedolza says, a snare grows only when there's water underneath it. And when a person at least understands it, that the feelings It's some lucha nafshi, kam lucha b'sari, be'eretz tziya v'oyev limoyim. That is still a hemshach. Kain v'kodesh chazisicha. I'd like to say that the word kain means it's a hemshach from that. It is like when I saw you b'kodesh. Sitting in a land that's dry and thirsty and having the tzimoyen and the kimha is like being b'kodesh chazisicha. There's a tkuf of sitting b'kodesh and chazisicha, and there's a tkuf of be'eretz oyev. As long as a person is thirsting, he'll look for water and find it. When a person stops being thirsty, then he's going to dry out and die. Then he has nothing, no lachlukas left him, no ratzen of chiyus, no chiyus. Wherever, whenever a person has the matzavim, and the person still feels that, when a person still has the mois of gaguyim, that is the mayan apnimi in a person. That's the mayan of mayam tachtoinim, and that mayan gives the retivus, it gives the wetness, the moisture to the leaves that vasnein and ukal and the gulos krevelo. Thank you.